耶稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是芳华。今天我们要来听亚洲最受欢迎的释经讲道者之一曾金发牧师分享的传承跨代的危机与转机。上回曾牧师以马太福音7章24到27节提到聪明人、愚昧人建造房子，两个相似的人、相似的房子，但是结果却不同，问题就在于根基。因此他勉励我们从美化外观转为建造根基。还有什么是我们传承稳固的根基需要注意的地方呢？以下我们来听曾牧师的分享。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
The second paradigm shift is from knowing the word to doing the word.
第二个典范的转移就是从知道上帝的话到转为遵行上帝的话。
Verse 24, those who hear these words of mine and put them into practice.
7章24节说，凡听见我这话就去行的。
The emphasis Jesus gave in foundation building is doing his word.
耶稣在这个地方强调的那个根基不在于知道，而是在于去遵行。
We often say the Bible, God's word, is the foundation.
我们常常说我们的圣经是是这个根基。
I lovingly tell you the Bible is not the foundation.
那我存着爱心来告诉大家，圣经本身不是那个根基。
That's not my words, that's Jesus' words.
这不是我说的，是耶稣说的。
Jesus did not say those who listen to these words of mine or those who have these words of mine will have a foundation. He says those who hear these words and does them, put them into practice, that's their foundation.
所以耶稣不是说你的书架拥有很多圣经，或者是你知道那个圣经的内容，这个是你生命的根基。他说的是听见我这话就去遵行的人，这个是稳固的根基。
I was once preaching in a Baptist pastor's retreat.
有一次我在一个浸信会的一个牧者的退休会当中讲道。
And there was a Baptist missionary, American missionary sitting behind.
当时有一个美南浸信会的宣教士坐在后面。
And he was smiling and he was nodding at the teaching I gave.
他就边听边点头。
Until I made a statement that he folded his hand and he was frowning.
然后一直到后来我讲了一句话，然后他就把那个手插起来，然后这个眉头紧锁。
And the statement I made was truth doesn't change lives.
因为我当时说的是真理并不会改变生命。
So I could see he was, what do you mean by truth doesn't change lives?
然后他脸上的表情就是你讲这句话是什么意思？
Until he heard the next phrase, truth doesn't change lives, it is truth applied that changes lives.
直到他听到下一句话，他的眉头才松开。他说不是真理会改变人，而是遵行的真理会改变人的生命。
The story was told of a young preacher who was very nervous in preaching.
有一个故事说到一个年轻的传道人，他要上台的时候他很紧张。
He went back to an old professor and said to him, Bible college professor, I have this problem. In my anxiety, I forget what to say.
他就回去问他神学院的老师说，老师，我上台的时候我很紧张，我常常就忘词了。
The professor said, if you don't know what to say, never mind, relax. You just repeat the sentence again, and then he'll come back to you, and you just continue preaching.
然后这个神学院老师就跟他讲说，哦，你如果忘词的话，没有关系，不要紧张，你先重复你刚才讲过的那一句话，然后那个思路就会重新回来，你就继续讲。
The next Sunday, he was preaching on the book of Revelation on the coming of the second coming of Jesus.
后来他隔周他要讲的是启示录里面基督再二次再来的这个讲章。
And in preaching the second coming of Jesus, he said, "I am coming."
然后他就讲到那边说，我必快来。
But he forgot what to say.
然后但是他忘词了。
So he repeated again, "I am coming."
然后说我必再来。
He still forgot what to say.
然后他还是记不起来下一句要讲什么。
So for the third time, he emphasized again, "I am coming." But this time, he fell on the step on the feet of a sweet old lady.
第三次他还是记不起来，他说我必快来。但是这次呢，他就看到前面有一个老太太。
And he said, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." He said to this old lady.
因为他有点跌倒在那个老太太面前，他说对不起，这个老姐妹。
The old lady says, "Never mind, young man. It's all right. It's my fault."
老姐妹说，没有关系，年轻人，这是我的错。
Three times you told me you're coming, I didn't move.
因为你就说了，我要来了，我要来了，我必快来，但是我没有让位置给你过来。
When we hear something that God speak, we must put into practice.
我们听到上帝所说的，我们必须要把它行出来。
Otherwise, you can be trained in the Bible, in theology, and yet not deepen your foundation.
要不然的话，你可能你的知识越来越多，你学了很多神学，可是你的根基却没有更扎深。
Could a PhD in theology live a carnal life? Yes.
有没有可能拿到神学博士的人，可是却过着一个非常属肉体的生活？有可能啊。
How is it possible to know so much about God and yet live a life that is contradictory to the knowledge of God?
人怎么可能对上帝的知识那么多，可是生活的样貌却这么跟那个真理却离得这么远？
The answer lies in the foundation.
答案就在根基。
You see, it's no use having an exercise machine to buy a machine and then after that don't use it.
比方说你买一个跑步机，可是买回来以后你从来没有站上去跑，那有什么用呢？
You don't get fit by every morning come to admire the machine.
因为你天天看着那个非常棒的跑步机，你天天在那欣赏它，也不会让你的身体的状况变好啊。
You got to use it.
你必须要跑，站上去跑啊。
No use buying books and have a large library, but don't read the books.
你买了很多的书，通通把它摆在书架上，没有读又有什么用呢？
Having a large library doesn't mean we have a large intellect.
拥有一个很大的图书馆并不表示我们有相应的那个智力。
Until we use it.
除非等到有一天你把它
用出来。If you are sick and you go to the doctor and the doctor gave you medicine,
如果你生病，然后医生开药给你，
you cannot just admire the medicine and get well.
然后你就说哇，这个药多么伟大！你不会因为你在那里欣赏它就病就好了。
You have to take it.
你必须要把它吃下去。
In other words, we must put into practice or utilize that which is building us up.
换句话说，我们必须把我们所听见的道把它行出来。
Building the foundation is something like that.
建造根基就是这样的一个操练。
It is the willingness to receive and hear what God says through His word, through His leading, and do it.
是一个存着乐意遵行这样的心，然后去把它用出来。
Some years ago, the American Bible teacher Chip Ingram came to Singapore for a conference.
几年前，这个美国那一个圣经教师叫 Chip Ingram， 他到了新加坡。
At that time, he was the new president of World Teach.
当时他是这个 World Teach 的总裁。
I came to listen to him, and I was sitting behind because immediately I had a lunch appointment after that.
当时呢 我是坐在后面，因为听完他那一堂，我就要有一个午餐的约会。
This is probably more than 25 years, I think about 25 years ago.
我记得没错的话应该是25年前。
And after he preached, he didn't sit down. He went by the side door and he went out. I was going by the back door and we met outside.
那他讲完道的时候就从那个侧门就出去，然后我是从后门出去，然后我们在走廊那边相遇。
I thank him and said, I appreciate the message very much. I'm Edmund Chan, and he said, you are the Edmund Chan.
那我就跟他说声谢谢，我说谢谢你刚才的信息，很高兴认识你。我名字叫做曾金发。
I said, yeah, guilty as charged. I'm Edmund Chan.
然后他就说你就是那个风闻已久的那个 Edmund Chan 吗？他说对，如假包换的 Edmund Chan。
He said, your reputation precedes you. I have a request.
他说你的名声其实已经传得很远了，所以我可不可以有一个请求？
Can we take your Bible teaching and package it in world teach and teach it to our tens of thousands of world teachers?
然后我可不可以把你的那些过去的讲道讲章通或者通通把它打包，然后带回去美国，用在我们那个 World Teach 这个事工当中去教导。
So in the same way we package the prayer of Jabez, can we take some of your teachings and do that so that people could be blessed?
有一些人就是用这样来应用神的真理，所以他们把亚比斯的祷告就把它打包，然后我们就说好，我们就照亚比斯的祷告，我们这样来祷告。
I say I'm honored, thank you, but no thanks, I can't do that.
我就礼貌地回答说谢谢你的错爱，但是我不能够这样。
He said, why not? I said, because God didn't ask me to.
他问我说为什么不呢？他说因为上帝没有让我这样做。
I was invited to TV programs, radio programs. I said no, because God didn't ask me to.
也有人邀请我去录影啊 ,TV program 或是一些媒体，但是我都没有答应，因为上帝没有给我这个许可。
He said, can I meet you for breakfast tomorrow? I said, yes.
那他说，那我明天早上我们一起吃个早饭，可以吗？
At breakfast, he asked me the same question. Can we package your teaching for world teach?
所以第二天早上，我早餐他又问同样的问题，我们可不可以把你的信息把它打包，然后我们在 world teach 里面好好的教？
I gave him the same answer. No thanks, because God didn't lead me to.
那我还是一样给他同样答案，我说不，我说 no, 谢谢。那我上帝没有给我这个许可。
But now he has a ready reply. He said, but what about stewardship? If you have something good, why don't you steward it so that more people can be blessed?
那我发现他是有备而来，所以他接着我的话说，可是你要做好管家啊，你好的信息要跟好朋友分享啊，不是吗？
And my answer immediately was, the highest expression of stewardship is obedience.
那我的回答就是最好的管家就是要忠心，要顺服你的主人。
Wow, when those words came out of my mouth, I got to type it down because they are so wise.
我自己讲完我都吓了一跳。哦，我应该把那个这个金句把它打下来。
I know it doesn't come from me; it came from the Lord.
因为我觉得那个话不是我自己说的，我觉得好像是神透过我说出来的。
The highest expression of stewardship is obedience.
那个。管家的最高表现呢，就是顺服你的主。
The highest expression of stewardship is not to make sure that we have the greatest influence.
所以最好的管家并不是说我们要确定让我们的这个影响力要遍及四海。
Or stewardship where we speak to the most number of people.
然后我们这个好像这个管家就是要让最多的人听到我的信息。
Or we go on television and radio and reach more people.
或者是去电台电视台或者是这广播让更多人听见。
Of course, if God asks you to do it, just do it.
当然如果上帝是给你这个许可要你这样做，那你当然就放胆去做。
But if God didn't ask you to do it, then the highest expression of stewardship is obedience.
那但是如果上帝没有要你这样做，那你最好的管家你就是顺服上帝。
Jesus had the best opportunity to change his world.
因为耶稣有最好的机会能够改变世界。
If I were Jesus, I would have teleported into the inner bedroom of Caesar and frightened the daylights out of Caesar.
那如果我是耶稣，我当时我一定会跑到那个凯撒的皇宫，或是用各样的这个方式，能够让全罗马帝国人都知道。
And now tell Caesar bowing before me. Now you, Caesar, go and change the whole Roman Empire under my name.
然后这个最快的就是现在你是你凯撒，你是全世界最有权力的人，你现在给我跪下，然后你就让，然后接下来你就命令所有罗马帝国人通通要来拜耶稣就好了。
Did Jesus do that? No.
耶稣有没有这样做呢？没有。
He obeyed the Father, went to the cross, and died for humanity.
耶稣听他的父亲的话，他顺服到死，并且死在十字架上。
And he rested the whole future of Christianity upon his disciples.
然后他把整个未来改变世界的这个任务就交给这十二个门徒。
And in John 17, he simply prayed, Father, you keep them.As I have kept them, you bring them together as one.
在约翰福音的17章，耶稣为门徒祷告，他说：“你使他们合而为一，就像我跟父是合一一样。”
The church cannot buy into a Western entrepreneurial model of bigger, faster, greater.
那我觉得教会不应该这样对西方的这种企业管理形式的经营方式照单全收，就是一天到晚想的就是要更大、更多、更快。
The foundation is so important.
根基很重要。
And as we walk with the Lord in obedience, He will open up the doors.
当我们就是存心顺服主，他会在合适的时间把门打开，让我们去影响这个世界。
And the most important thing we learn is the doing of God's word that builds our foundation.
我们从他的话语学到的就是那个稳固的根基是在于遵行神的话，而不只是在知道神的话。
Please understand, I'm not here to tell you don't build a large ministry. That's not my point.
请不要画错重点，我不是告诉你们说以后你们不准建造那个大型的教会。
If God's calling is for you to build a large ministry, then build a large ministry for His glory.
如果上帝的心意，他的旨意就是要叫你能够建立这么大的事工，你就放胆去做，然后为了他的荣耀而战。
Then go by boldness of faith and do it.
然后就凭着信心，就去把那个把你的事工，把你的教会做大。
But as you do it, watch your foundation.
但是在你这个成长这个建造的过程，你要留意你的根基。
If God calls you to a small ministry, then follow His leading and do it.
如果上帝要你去做一个小而美的这个事工，你就去做，然后把结果交给他。
But while you are doing it, watch your foundation.
然后你在服事的过程，常常留意你的根基。
So that you know that the most important thing in your life and my life is our foundation.
所以在你跟我，我们的侍奉的这个核心最重要就是在于那个根基。
What is the foundation of your life?
你个人生命的根基在哪？
Upon what are you building?
这是你把你的房子是建造在什么样的地基上？
There's a third paradigm shift of moving of seeking a storm-free life to having a storm-proof life.
第三个重点，它就是从追求一个没有无风无雨的人生，转为拥有抗风耐雨的人生。
Jesus spoke about the tree that is the house that is planted on a deep foundation.
耶稣讲到说，那个房子建造在那个磐石的根基上。
A foundation of rock and it shall not be moved.
因为在那个磐石上，所以它就不摇动。
So whatever storm come along the way, because the foundation is deep, it stands firm in the midst of the storm.
所以雨淋水冲风吹雨打 它仍然立得稳。
It does not fall, Jesus said, because its foundation is on the rock.
房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Build the foundation on the rock of doing God's word.
这个磐石的根基就是要遵行上帝的话。
Because when the storms come, you will find it's stormproof your life, stormproof your ministry.
因为当这个狂风暴雨来的时候，你就会发现你这个建筑是能够抗风耐雨的。
The former Prime Minister of Singapore, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, initiated a tree planting day.
我们之前这个新加坡的总理李光耀， 他曾经定了一天叫做植树节。
He had a vision for Singapore to be a garden city.
因为他的意向就是要把新加坡建造成为一个公园城市。
So he inaugurated the tree planting day by planting a tree in Mount Faber in Singapore.
那他就在那个新加坡的那个山上就植下了一棵树。
And then in the economic storm that come, somebody took a photo of that tree to be a picture of how the tree stands strong even in the midst of the storm.
那后来在亚洲金融风暴的这个过程当中，有人就到那个山上拍了当时李光耀种下的那棵树，看到他怎么样抗风耐雨。
Then somebody wrote in the foreign page of the newspaper, we do not want to be like the prime minister's tree.
然后有人 在那个什么报纸上面就写了一篇文章说我们不想要像那个总理所种下去的那一棵树。
Because he was an environmental tree expert.
因为这个写文章的人他是一个环保的专家。
And in looking at the tree, he realized the tree was dying.
因为他看到那个树他发现那个树已经快要死了。
So he went up to Mount Faber to examine the tree. Why is the tree moribund? Why is it dying?
然后他就爬到山上去看，看那棵树为什么这样枯槁，快要死了呢
？He discovered because it's the prime minister's tree. They have built a cement concrete round about it.
就他发现呢，原因在于因为那个是这个伟大总理所种下去的一棵树，所以他们就被四围把它用那个水泥把它巩固起来。
And because of that concrete cement, the root system could not grow deep.
所以因为他是把用那个 水泥把它巩固起来，结果那个根就扎不下，扎不深。
And when the root system couldn't be developed, compromised at the foundation, the tree itself was dying.
那因为这个根没有办法往下扎，结果呢，这个树上面就长不好。
So on the outward, it looked all right.
表面上暂时看起来还 OK.
On the outward, it was even celebrated as a picture of standing strong in the storm.
虽然在外表在看起来那些外行人看起来还是觉得哇这个树真的是很有意义就 表示在金融风暴当中屹立不摇
But on the inside the tree was dying because its root system and foundation was compromised
但是在专家眼中他看到的那个根扎不下去其实这个树快要死了
If we don't pay attention to the foundation when the storms of life come we will becompromised.
如果我们不留心我们的根基，当风吹雨打、暴风雨来的时候，我们有可能会倒塌的很大。
In August 2017, I was preaching in Taiwan.
在2017年的八月，我来到台湾讲道。
And immediately after Taiwan, I needed to go Sydney, Australia, to preach in a discipleship conference.
那个接下来的行程就是我要离开台湾就要 直飞到澳洲的雪梨去讲这个门训的一个研讨会
And because I flew on Cathay Pacific it has to go from Taipei to Hong Kong in order to go to Sydney
那因为我飞的是国泰航空所以要从台北飞经香港然后之后才会飞到雪梨
But the night before I flew I received a notification from Cathay Pacific that all flights are cancelled
但是我前一天要飞的前一天，我就接到国泰航空发来的简讯，说明天所有的班机都取消了。
There was a severe typhoon in Hong Kong known as Typhoon Hato.
在香港那边有一个很大的台风叫做 Hato.
And the most severe typhoon is number 10 typhoon.
香港那边最强的台风是10号的风球。
So that night when we received this storm warning and flight cancel, Anne and I in the hotel room, we joined our hands and we prayed.
那因为台风我们飞不了，所以那天晚上我就跟我太太我们拉着手一起祷告。
Lord, I know it's your will to send us to Sydney, Australia.
我们祷告说主啊，我知道这是你差我们要去澳洲的 Sydney.
But now we are told there's no flight, you tell us what to do.
那但是现在航班都取消了请你告诉我们我们接下来该怎么办
When I pray Lord you tell us what to do is with the attitude Lord whatever you tell me to do I will do it
当我这样祷告的时候我是在告诉上帝不管你要我怎么做去或留我都照你的旨意而行
So as I prayed, I clearly sensed the peace and the Lord's leading. Tomorrow morning, go to the airport.
那在祷告的时候，我感受到那个出人意外的平安，所以第二天我就到飞机场。
I don't know what to expect the airport. All I know is all flights canceled. My thinking is I will sit at the airport and keep on praying.
因为那个上面还是写的所有的航班都取消，所以我就想说，那我就到那个航站里面去安静的祷告。
When we are at the airport, Hong Kong received news that the typhoon have shifted and there is a window of opportunity for the flight to take off.
但是就在我在机场的时候，他们广播说。因为台风暂时有一个窗口，这段时间的飞机是可以起飞的。
And because we are already at the airport, we could check in and boarded the plane and we flew.
因为我们人已经在机场，所以我们就马上就 check in， 然后就飞了。
If I did not go to the airport, by the time we received news, we would have missed that flight.
如果我没有顺服上帝的引导，赶快去到机场。就算那个窗口有这个机会，我还是飞不了。
And so the flight from Taipei to Hong Kong, it flew into Hong Kong with the turbulence, and then flew out of Hong Kong to Sydney out in the storm, in the turbulence, but it flew.
所以我们后来飞机就是有遭遇乱流，从台北飞往香港的期间，然后从香港飞到雪梨，中间都会有一些乱流，但是最终我们还是平安的降落。
So when I shared this testimony with my mentorees, one of the senior pastors in Hong Kong said, I learned a lesson. On a day when all flights are cancelled, I just go to the airport.
结果我后来有我的这个辅导的一个牧师，他就说，好，今天我跟曾牧师学到一个功课，以后不管什么狂风暴雨，我就直奔机场。
I said, then you missed my point. My point was we prayed and said, Lord, whatever you lead us to do, we will do.
然后我就说你听错，你学错功课了。我的重点是我们要随时祷告，然后不管上帝怎么引导我们，我们就跟随。
What is the foundation of your life?
那你的生命的根基在哪里？
Upon what are you building?
你把你的生命建造在哪里？
If we can come to God and say whatever you call us to do, we will do. We are building on a solid foundation.
如果你说主啊，你呼召我做什么，我就做什么。我们这样就是建立在一个稳固的根基上。
From ground level up, everything may look okay, but the truth is in ground level down.
从地面以上看起来可能没什么差别，但是重点是在地面以下。
Build a strong foundation.
所以要建造稳固的根基。
And pass on a solid foundation.
然后把这样一个稳固的根基继续的传承下去。
Not just of knowing God's word, but living out God's word.
不是只知道上帝的话，而是遵行上帝的话。
Because it will see you through any storm of life.
因为你如此行，就能够经历各样的风暴。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。曾牧师的分享提醒我们，传承稳固的根基。三个关键的观念转变，从美化外观转为建造根基，其次是从知道上帝的话转为遵行上帝的话，最后是从追求无风无雨的人生转为拥有抗风耐雨的人生。节目就进行到这儿，感谢您的收听，愿神赐您平安喜乐，我们下回再会。
愿你荣耀国度降临我们中间，神灵降下焚烧众人心灵，复兴我们为失丧灵魂代求，悔改你宝座前。